It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? Well, Casper is the person who contacted us about this issue, and I want you to have a listen to what Casper wrote to us. Our, if you want to comment on it, our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Can you talk about the big issue, and he writes this in big letters, the big issue with young kids being pushed into doing boxing at a young age by moron parents who want to turn their kids into aggressive, fighting, working class machines, mini McGregors. I'm only reading this, by the way. My son's best friend is only 8 and is already in a boxing club, and I can't understand why parents do this to their kids. Self-defense classes is one thing. Boxing is totally different. It's teaching them to be little hard men, and it's always a certain type of kid, usually from the inner city. I'm just reading this. Casper goes on to say, I was shocked when these parents signed their son up for it because we live in Terenure. Why not highlight this? There are far better activities for kids to do than teaching them to box. And before you ask, my son is in judo, not boxing. Big difference. And that's from a guy called Casper. Now, Casper, the one line in that whole message to us, which was sent by WhatsApp, the one line I don't get is, I was shocked when these parents signed their son up because we live in Terenure. What the fuck has that got to do with anything? What the hell has Terenure got to do with anything?
I think the point he's making, maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't think I'm wrong. Boxing for kids would have been always associated with working class. No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, by the way. Just stating facts, guys, that boxing would be always associated with working class areas. So that you wouldn't generally... And that's just the way it is. I'm not saying this is right or wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But young fellas from well-to-do areas, yeah, play rugby.
Okay.
And young fellas from working-class areas, again, nothing wrong with it. Don't bite my head off. Young fellas from working-class areas from a young age would do boxing. That's always the way it was.
Yeah. So you wouldn't... Is it still like that?
Okay,
though?
But is there a boxing club in Sheriff Street?
There is, yeah.
Is there a rugby club in Sheriff Street?
Not that I'm aware of.
There probably wouldn't be. That's just the way things are. And that's always the way they've been. That certain sports are associated with certain geographical areas of Dublin. And that's just the way it is. And boxing, he is right.
Okay, but let's deal... But that's the Terenure thing, which I don't know what that's meant to mean. But anyway, he said, boxing is totally different to self-defence. It's teaching kids to be little hard men. Now,
the argument that a lot of people are putting through is, isn't it better than them playing Xbox?
Well, it absolutely is.
Obviously it is, but he's doing other things. So it's not either one or the other. It's not boxing or Xbox. Boxing or Xbox. You know, kids... My kids don't box. None of them do. I wouldn't be putting them into a boxing club. That's just my personal choice.
As
a parent,
if your young fella said, I'd like to do some boxing, I'd like to get involved in boxing.
But he wouldn't, because none of his friends are into it. And maybe that's...
He could be the leader of the gang. He could be the one that says...
There's no boxing club even where I live, so...
There's one that far away from you.
Is there?
Yeah. There's one about 10 minutes from you, from where you are.
Did not know that.
How
do you know that?
I just do. And the point I'm asking you is, if your young fella said, Dad, I want to take up boxing.
Yeah, when you're 18.
When you're 18?
When you're 18, you can do what you want. No, I wouldn't want him boxing.
You're a bit late to be taking it up at 18.
Well, I don't... No, he does martial arts, as you know. He does it twice a week.
Yeah.
He does Krav Maga, which is self-defense class. Really, really good. And it's really built up his confidence and his strength and stuff like that. And also, it's made him better to be able to defend himself if someone was to attack him, which is what it's for. And that's the reason. But boxing, and I know they wear headgear and all. Okay, listen, it just wouldn't be for me. That's all I'm saying. Wouldn't be for me. But again, none of my son's friends and his huge circle of friends do boxing.
Yes, maybe they will. But would you be happy if
I'd
said...
I'd imagine where you grew up, and I'm not knocking Ballybrack.
There is no boxing club in Ballybrack that I'm aware of.
I think there's one in the Noggin, though.
Yeah, there might be one in the Noggin.
But that neck of the woods would be associated. The inner city is associated
you're
with Boston.
You stuck up prick.
No, I'm not. That's
listen
not,
to yourself speak out loud.
That's not being stuck up. I'm just stating
play
facts.
Play the tape back and just listen to yourself.
What tape? What do you mean with tapes?
Yeah, seriously.
No, what I'm just saying. Sorry, am I saying something that's wrong here? All I'm saying is...
Well, I just got a message there.
Oh, here we go. Here we are. What's the...
No,
what's
is the, he for real? We live in terror and you're for fuck's sake, Casper. Get an effing life or at least a bit of sun, you dickwad. So there's somebody who lives in Terranure and is pissed off with Casper's... that line is just pathetic. I was shocked when these parents signed their son up for it because we live in Terranure.
Now, there is a boxing club in Terranure. It's called Mount Talent Boxing Club. But there's also... I used to play badminton in Terranure.
Oh,
but,
Jesus, yeah.
No, but it is about,
you just,
yeah. No, but I'm just...
You said enough.
Okay. I'm just stating the facts here, guys, that...
Oh, and sorry, I'm just been told by Emma that there actually is a boxing club in Ballybrack as well.
Surprise.
What do you mean?
There. No surprise there. Obviously there would be. Yeah.
No, it obviously wasn't around when I was a kid because I never
and
heard
again,
of
I'm
it.
Just, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's the way things go, is that little posh kids, yeah, whose daddies own businesses and stuff like that, they do rugby. And it would be frowned upon in homes like that for... little Killian to go off and do boxing because it's not associated with the upper class who are up their
upper
own
upper class
who are up their own arse
who
are up their own arse
just that expression
who were up their own arse
like yourself.
No, I'm not up
your
own
son
arse.
Can box when he's 18, that's what you said.
No,
if he came home tomorrow and said, Dad, I wouldn't mind taking up boxing, I'm bored with the old martial arts thing now, I want to get in there and I want to do a bit of boxing, what are you going to say to him when you're 18?
I'm not completely au fait with the safety around kids, but and I know they wear headgear and stuff like that. Jeez, I've a right as a father to say I wouldn't be happy with my kids doing that.
So you wouldn't be happy with your son doing that?
I wouldn't be happy with them going on scramblers as well up the mountains on bike
they're
tracks.
They're legal, boxing
no,
isn't.
No, not on bike tracks, they're not. Scrambling is actually legal on proper bike tracks.
On private property,
on private property. I wouldn't be happy with them doing that either. So that's just a thing. Oh, Jesus, Angela, rugby is a better sport. See, some people don't even consider boxing a sport. They don't consider anything where the object is to beat the other person that they can't get back up. They don't consider that a sport. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying wouldn't be for my kids. But then again, it hasn't crossed my path because it's not in my young fella's circle. That he's not in a boxing club. Maybe where you were growing up, Adrian, boxing clubs were a thing.
You snobby prick.
No, that's not snobby.
Literally, you're the most patronising prick
ever. No, that's not patronising.
It really is where you grew up.
No,
where you grew up.
No snobs. No patronising.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about kids in boxing. Casper's message, he's not at all happy that his son's friend, who's only 8, is already in a boxing club. And he says, I can't understand why parents do this to their kids.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just before you go, Tanja, I just want to address an issue. And again, Aaron, you're welcome onto the show. If you'd like to come on, Aaron just commented on our Facebook page and been asked to read out. And Aaron says, I assume this is directed at the two of us. And it says, you want to read it out there? Oh, no, I'll read it. Have yous ever spent time in working class areas? You are just as bad as the dickhead. Jeez, amazing how people hear things differently. Adrian actually was calling your man a dickhead, Aaron. Anyway, he says, have you ever spent time in working class areas? We're both from working class areas, by the way, Aaron, who obviously is deaf.
Yeah, but you've got a snobby poker up your hole.
No, I don't. You two are just as bad as the dickhead that wrote in that. They learn discipline and morals and common sense as well as self-defense. And also they have a routine and structure in their lives. Nobody argued with that, Aaron. I just said it wouldn't be for my kids. That's all I said. I also said there's nothing wrong with a working class area. But again, I stated the fact that kids are more likely to box in working class areas than they are in, say, somewhere like Terranure, where mammy and daddy who are up their own
ass. But you've already said that Terranure has a boxing club.
Well, it does. Who knew? Who knew?
Now, Angela...
Anyway, Aaron, get the poker out of yours.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. You don't like boxing?
No, I don't like it at all. You were teaching kids to go and box the head off someone and knock them out. Isn't that the thing with boxing?
Well, not when you're 8. You're not going to be boxing the head.
Not when you're 8. But it does. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Because one wrong hit, they hit the ground. Isn't that what boxing is about? Doesn't everyone want to KO in boxing? Let's see if he can KO him, knock him out. And I am laughing here that people are saying that rugby is a more dangerous sport. right? Can I give you just a couple of stats? In rugby, in an elite game, the typical collision for a forward is 30 to 60 collisions. Now, that's not in the head. Backs are 20 to 30, right? So we are talking about, let's say, you know, collisions as in banging off each other. They don't stand there and punch the heads off each other for however long it goes on. And that's over an 80-minute game. So please do not try and tell me that rugby is more dangerous.
Okay, so you don't believe it's more dangerous. Other people believe it is. But anyway, that's we're kind of semantics here. Let's talk about boxing and kids in boxing. The argument here is that it teaches young kids a bit of discipline. They're not boxing the heads off each other when they're 8 or 9 or 10. They don't start sparring until they're a bit older again.
A bit older. What's a bit older?
I think over 12 they're able to spar, I think.
Yeah, so with 12, you're teaching them to go in and how to punch the head off someone. That is what it's about. And anyone who comes on here and tells me it's not, they're lying. Because in a boxing match, what do you have to do? Punch the face. Isn't that it? You're
not just the face, the body, the stomach.
Yeah. But what are you mostly aiming for? The head. Am I correct?
You may be correct. Yeah, I think that's ultimately the aim of when you're all grown up.
So that's what you're teaching. Is how to go and punch.
Okay, but you're talking, we're talking about kids here. Kids, as I said, don't start sparring until they're between 10 and 12, okay? Like light contact sparring is allowed between the ages of 10 to 12.
Yeah, but you're still teaching them how to hit someone, how to damage someone, how to hurt someone. That's what it is. Don't tell me that an 8 or a 10-year-old standing there boxing is not getting hurt all that time. They have to be. If someone stood there punching you forever long, no matter what protection you've on, you're getting hurt. You're damaging. You're being damaged. So even from the age of 12 up, you're being damaged. You're getting hit in the head and the face. How anyone can put their kids through that, I think it's disgusting.
It's disgusting for parents to put their kids into boxing, even if that request to get into boxing is from the child themselves.
Yeah, because are those kids sitting down watching matches of other kids, or will all of those kids want to go and watch Katie Taylor boxing or watch Conor McGregor with his MMA or watch Conor McGregor when he was fighting Floyd Mayweather? Wouldn't they all be watching that?
And why, do you not think that somebody like Katie Taylor is a role model?
I don't. I think fair dues to her for what she's done. You know, but I personally don't appreciate somebody standing there punching the head off someone.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela, because again, as we said, when we're talking about kids, they are not punching the head off each other, okay? They can.
Well, what are they doing?
They're ducking and diving. We're talking about younger kids. When they're over the age of 12, they can start sparring. But in fact, I'm going to play a message in a second from one of our listeners who's basically saying that kids under the age of 10 want to be sparring, but they're not allowed. But that's what they really want to do.
And you're going to tell me that every time that they punch, they miss.
Stay with me for a second. Let me go to Lisa. You're on Opinions Matter, Lisa. Angela.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Angela says she finds it disgusting for parents to put their children
into. Angela's living on. Has Angela ever been into a boxing gym? I wonder. I trained in Bray with Katie Taylor's father. I did classes in my early 30s. And it's not just about going in and boxing each other in the head. There's actually training. There's confidence building, self-esteem, exercise. And the kids that I've seen training were happy kids. I don't think it's disgusting.
They are, Angela, happy kids who want
Lisa,
to do
it. Did you ever compete in matches?
No, I didn't get that far.
No, okay. But did you ever go into a match where you had to, like, as I say, in a gym when you're practicing, were you punching someone in the head?
No, we never got to that stage.
So isn't that what boxing is?
Yeah, but I just don't see why you're calling it disgusting.
No, hold on. No. You're scooting around
there.
Have you
ever been into a Answer my question first.
Will you answer my question first? Isn't boxing, don't you punch people in the heads? So you never did. So you never actually trained in boxing?
No, I trained in a gym, but I was never actually in a match. But I just don't know why you're saying it's disgusting.
But hold on. But while you were training in the gym, did you ever punch someone?
No, I never got to that stage.
Well, you weren't boxing, so that's stupid, Lisa. That's stupid. You weren't boxing.
We were training to box. It's the training that builds self-confidence. You know, and the kids were in the gym.
Okay, Lisa, why did you never go any further then?
Why did I never go any further? Oh, I moved away, and then I just wasn't able to go to the gym anymore.
Okay, but anyway, you're talking about a grown adult. We're talking about children and children in boxing. Do you think it is okay for an 8-year-old child to be in a boxing club?
Oh, I think I broke up there.
Do you think it is okay for an 8-year-old child to be in a boxing club? You there? Hello?
Yeah, you're breaking up on me, Adrian. Sorry, I don't know what's happening.
Do you think it is okay for an 8-year-old child to be in a boxing club?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, look at Katie Taylor, you know? She's living her best life.
Yeah, she is, I agree. She's a massive fight in Croke Park coming up. The end of her career, she's had a stellar career and all of that. Although Angela said she's not a role model. She's not somebody that kids should be looking up to.
I think that's disgusting what she said, and a disgrace. I don't know who Angela thinks she is.
There you are, Angela. It's a disgrace saying Katie Taylor's no role model.
Absolute disgrace.
What I said was fair dues to her for what she's doing. I don't agree with it, because at the end of the day, what you were teaching is someone to go in and punch someone to knock it. Isn't that what it is, Lisa, in boxing? No, Lisa, isn't that what it is? In boxing, isn't the biggest thing that you can do inside the match is knock someone out?
In the ring, not go out onto the street and punch someone in the face.
To practice in the ring, they have to be doing it outside of the ring. Am I right?
No, but it's still in a gym. They're not doing it out on the street every day in the state.
But you're still teaching them how to do that. You just went to the gym and hit a boxing pad. You didn't even train in boxing, Lisa. What you're trying to say is shocking. You're saying you trained in boxing. You didn't even hit anyone.
Because I didn't get that far.
How long did you go to the second gym for a day?
No, I did it for a couple of months, and then I moved away, so I couldn't travel to the gym anymore.
If I were you, I'd go back to that boxing club and go, listen, I came down here to learn boxing, but I didn't box anyone.
Lisa, let me ask you, do you believe that children boxing is a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your call, Lisa.
And sorry, by the way, Lisa's kind of proven the point as well, because Angela was pissing Lisa off, and not once did Lisa turn around and say, I'm going to bounce your head off the wall or anything like that. She remained very calm.
I don't know really the point that you're trying to make
there. Is that after teaching her discipline and restraint?
She only did a bit. She wasn't actually a boxer now.
No, but I'm just saying. There's a lot more angry people coming on that want to talk to you, Angela, that you've pissed off.
Of course there is. Throw them on.
But in fairness to Lisa, she remained calm. Now the next person, how are you, Martin here? Martin, I don't think he's going to be as, he's going to go the full 12, is it 12 rounds? Many rounds is it? I don't know.
12, yeah.
Is it 12 rounds? He's going to go the full 12 rounds with you.
Stay there for a second, Angela. Let me bring in Alex on this. And we'd like to hear your opinion on 085-825-2626.
Hey guys, good topic today. I think it's a joke. I'm a coach now in a boxing club in Stillorgan, and the kids love it. They love the boxing. None of them are forced into it. They want to do it. It shows them like how to be disciplined and self-control and the right technique and stuff. Like they want to be sparring as well up in the club. But I tell them they can't. Like, you know, there's a big range from 6 to 12 years old, or maybe older sometimes. And like some parents even want them in younger. And it's not about, they're not going to be fighting machines. Like, they're there to learn. They're learning the sport. They're there to learn sport. It's the same with football.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good lad, thanks for having me on again.
No bother. What did you want to say on this?
I just think Angela is absolutely full of shit. Before she gets going there, both my kids box, the 13 and 8, my 8-year-old Spars, absolutely loves it. They wear 16-ounce gloves and the big headgear, they're like pillows, first and foremost. And second of all, when she says it's a dangerous sport, I just ask her a question. Does she know who Steve Thompson and Alex Popham are?
Yeah, why?
Why? Well, so you do know them, ex-rugby players. Them and a few others are bringing world rugby to court over dementia through playing rugby. Steve Thompson can't remember winning the World Cup in 2003. So rugby is just as dangerous again hits the head than is boxing.
No,
so
it's not. No, it's not.
Hypocrite.
No, it's not.
Angela, it is.
Oh,
Angela,
don't even try that, Martin.
Angela.
Don't even try it. Martin,
don't even try.
I've read up on everything
Angela.
To do. Don't even try and compare don't boxing even. To rugby. Don't even
You're
try
both,
it.
You get hit in the head. You get hit in the head. You get hit in the head. Am I right
okay,
that Steve Thompson
right.
is bringing world rugby to court because of dementia? And a few other players
yes.
are also. Am I right?
Yes, they are.
Right. So what's
but
that from?
Yes.
Are they tickling each other?
That is from when just before rugby went professional and just after it, that they weren't looked after when it came to concussion. That's what that's for. That when they were concussed, when they got hit on the head, they were put back onto the pitches by the medics. That's what it's about. They're not bringing them to court over playing the game of rugby. They are bringing them to court over the concussions they got and that they weren't looked after medically, right? Now, you answer me a question, right? Look at the boxing matches. Take two boxers and two rugby players. Who gets hit in the head more during a match?
Who gets more hit in the head more during the match? Well, definitely a boxer, yeah. But boxing goes
exactly.
on for less time than... Hold on. Boxing goes on for
hold
less
on.
Time
no, hold on a
than,
second.
Than a rugby
you
match.
Just answer it. What if you are in a boxing match, right? What is the goal in a boxing match?
What is the goal in a boxing match? To win, whether it be by knockout or on point.
Yeah. What is the goal in a rugby match?
What is the goal in a rugby match when you're stood there and somebody is running at you?
Yeah, hold on, answer the question.
Flatten them?
The goal in a rugby match is to get a ball over the line, to get as many points through the post, right?
It
is not to stand there and hit your opponents as much as you can.
Okay,
am I right?
Angela,
love smashing people in tackles.
Okay, Angela, in rugby, you can tackle your opponent to the ground. And bash into them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very tough sport.
But not head. It's tough, but it's not that you are standing there getting punched in the head.
Not intentionally, no.
No.
But Angela's on about protocol there in rugby years ago, right? She wouldn't know this. But every time there's a boxing show on, there's a doctor there and there's paramedics there. There's so much protocol when it comes to, even if they have two 11-year-olds fighting in a ring, in a fight, 12-ounce gloves, 3 1.5-minute rounds, they have to have a doctor there, they have to have paramedics there. It doesn't matter.
So, okay, so let me ask you about your children. What age are they again?
8 and 13.
8 and 13, and both in boxing. Did they want to get involved in boxing, or did you want them to get involved in boxing?
So I introduced the two of them to it. My eldest fella didn't really like it at first, so he said he didn't want to go. So I said that was fine. And then about 2 years later, his friends were going, and he wanted to go back. So, you know, I obviously introduced him to it. I used to box myself. I wasn't very good. You know, but I won more than I lost. But, and my 8-year-old, I introduced him to it, and the same rule would apply. If he didn't like it, he could easily finish it. Nobody's forcing anyone here. At the end of the day, you need to do something to defend yourself.
But why not put them into self-defense classes, like judo or something like that?
Judo? What is judo going to do if somebody is squaring up to you and goes to belt you? Judo is all about throwing. Like, honest to God, judo is useless in a street fight. Like,
oh, so that is so,
Jeremy.
So sorry, hang on. You're prepping your sons for street fighting. Is that what you're saying?
Adrian, it's a big bad world out there. They could be walking down the street and could get started on. And let me tell you, when I was 13, I was still living in England, and I was walking down the street, and this fella, he was sitting up on a bike, and he wanted me to knock your 32-10. And I gave him a 1-2 straight down the pipe and ran for my fucking life. If I didn't have a boxing background, I would have probably shat myself. But it gives you that bit of confidence. And that was only in self-defense. Like, it's a big bad world out, especially these days with kids coming up.
Okay, stay there for a second, because we want to bring in Joseph on this. Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. Hi. I'm just going to chime in on the boxing thing. As far as I'm concerned, especially when it comes to children, it shouldn't even be deemed a sport. It is a scumbag arena, and that's what you see when you see these fights held in arenas, a room full of scumbags. These young guys that are training, and they're apparently being disciplined. No, they're not. They're only young. They have no discipline. What they're doing as 8, 9, 10-year-olds, seeing who's the best fighter. The objective in boxing, I can't believe someone has compared it to rugby. And yeah, while there may be injuries in rugby, the objective in a boxing fight is to knock out your opponents, to literally rattle their fucking brain intentionally. It's not intentional in rugby. So that nonsense can stop for a start. Boxing is a scumbag sport. It is. MMA is a scumbag sport. Anything that's deemed a sport where the objective is to beat up your opponent. What are people talking about? And I'd say it's the same for Katie Taylor. While she might be deemed a hero in this country, I'm sorry, she's in a sport that is just for scumbags.
Now, what do you make of Martin here, who's been telling us that his 8-year-old and his 13-year-old sons are both in boxing, and they both love it, and it's to teach them to defend themselves in the big bad world that we now live in.
Yeah, he let himself down when he said that was clearly his objective.
How did I let myself down?
Hang on. In one breath, you're talking about the dangers of boxing and rugby, and then in the other breath, you're saying you're proud to send your sons there. So you're literally putting your children in danger, is what you're telling us.
I'm not putting my children in danger. Can I just ask Jeremy a question there now? Why do you send your son to Krav Maga?
Why does he go to it?
Why does he go? Is it to defend himself if anything happens to him in the big bad world?
Yeah, the three reasons I gave, I think, earlier on was the first one was to teach him more confidence, and it has done. The second of all was fitness, to build muscle mass, which he has done. And the third was, to be able to defend himself against bullies in school.
There you go.
I remember.
It's just a different discipline.
Yeah, but it's just
boxing. Yeah, it's a classier one. It's a classier discipline. Boxing has no class.
Is your daughter still going out with the kickboxer, Joseph? Is your daughter still going out with the kickboxer?
Well, no, Martin, in fairness, Joseph, what Joseph is saying has a bit of weight to it, because boxing.
He's got no weight to it.
Listen.
He's basically calling people like me. He's basically calling me a scumbag.
Okay. But there's a bit of weight to it. The banter weight, we'll say.
No weight.
Okay, featherweight then. What he did say, and it is true, the boxing industry has always had dodgy ties, and all you have to look at,
The kids' boxing club is.
No, I'm not talking about the kids' boxing club, but boxing has always had dodgy ties, and I think that's just the point that he's making, that it has got a bit of a dodgy background.
Yeah, but hang on. Martin's sons boxing are not joining the mafiosa while they're at it.
Yeah, they're not. Like, fucking Daniel Kinahan isn't going to go promoting them, like.
No, probably not. So do you think it's just snobbery then from Joseph?
She's a fucking snob anyway, the bastard. Oh, my God. Last time he was on about his daughter's boyfriend doing kickboxing or something like that. Tell her, give him up. Fucking hell. I tell you what, if they were walking down the street late at night after going for a drink or whatever, and a couple of scumbags started on them, and he knocked the two of them out, he's defending his girlfriend. What would they have to do? Oh, yeah, have my wallet here. Like, fuck right off.
Okay,
God.
I'd actually forgotten.
Wet wipe, Joseph.
I'd actually forgotten about that, Joseph, about your daughter going out with the fellow who's into kickboxing.
MMA.
MMA, yeah. You clearly don't like...
You don't sound bitter about it at all.
Adrian, there has been events. There has been MMA events in Dublin. You guys have seen this stuff at the Three Arena and the cohort of society that attends. That's what it is. It's the same for boxing. Everyone falling over themselves to get tickets for this fucking nonsense in Croke Park. It's got to be a scum fest at this thing. Yeah, there might be a few A-list celebrities.
That's where I disagree with you. No, that is not true. In fact, Katie Taylor has done amazing stuff by bringing boxing into a mainstream audience that wouldn't have been there before, and especially with kids. I know my kids think they don't watch boxing matches, but they know what she's done, and they know that she's put Ireland. They know that she's put Ireland on the map. And
Katie Taylor, she seems like a really nice person.
She's a lovely girl.
And all the rest of it. However, I would much have preferred she stayed with the international women's team in the football and plied her trade there. Now, obviously, she's gone and she's made her money and all the rest of it. but the sport, to call it a sport, we use the
What age is your youngest, your young fella?
My young fella's only 7.
He's 7. Now, well, that's not the age. If he turned around to you, I don't know, where you live, are there boxing clubs?
Sure there are. I haven't looked it up, but I'm sure there are.
Yeah. And what would you do?
Before you ask, absolutely not. He's no way to go. No, next nor near a box.
So if
it's full of gurriers. It's full of little Antos and Steos and Nickos. And whilst their parents might maintain that this is all about discipline and teaching them right from wrong, what the little Johnnies and Antos will do is, after they leave that boxing ring, while the coaches might be there, and they wouldn't ever put a foot wrong while the coach is there, or they'll fear their wrath. Once they're out and about, the boxing gloves aren't on. And I sure as God, they'll be fighting on the street. It'll be that whole kind of macho, I can fight better than you. I've seen it. I went to school with a guy who was the absolute, he was the school bully. I'm going back to the mid-90s here. An absolute prick of a man who was never going to amount to anything. And now he's an MMA fighter. And that, it didn't surprise me one bit. He just loved beating the shit out of people. And now he's making a career out of it. They're the type of people that are in the MMA. And you mentioned the Kinahan thing earlier on. A lot of the people, in my opinion, I'm sure there's maybe one or two that are all right. A lot of the people higher up in this sport are scum. Absolute scum. And I don't think that's a stretch. And I don't mean...
So let me ask you then, because this conversation came up from one of our listeners called Casper, and Casper is annoyed that his son's best friend has just taken up boxing. He's basically saying, I can't understand why parents do this to their kids. Do you understand why some parents allow their kids to get involved in boxing?
No. It's a god-awful sport.
Even if the kids ask, even if it's the kids that say, I'd like to do it, my friends are doing it.
Get them into other sports where there's, you know, hurling, GAA, get them into football, get them into rugby. I know rugby was spoken about earlier on. Get them into that. Yes, there are risks in all sports, but in boxing, we've seen over the years what can happen. So that would be my grave concern in sending my child, not the scumbag element of it, but the danger of it. So for people to come on here and spout nonsense, saying, oh, there's no issue with my 8, 9, 10-year-old son or daughter, with even worse, sending your daughter. Now, I think that's batshit crazy to send your kids to that. The risk. And yes, they might have padded gloves and the helmets and all on, but at a certain point, when they're that little bit older, and I mean older, like 13, 14, that the helmets come off and you're fighting, and your objective is to rattle the chin and rattle the brain of your opponent. That's why everyone goes on about knockout. So it's some sense of pride with 12 bins by way of knockout. Well, congratulations. You've rattled the brain of your opponent and they've lost all sense of fucking everything and they're on the canvas. And that's an achievement. It's a scumbag sport.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second. I want to bring in more opinions, like Darren.
Sorry, but does Angela not realise that the amount of players, former rugby players, that get Alzheimer's from all the blows to the head? Same with football, the head and the ball. Is she actually for real? She's basically claiming that rugby isn't dangerous. Just stop.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
What's the crack, everyone? How are we all?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Loads. I'm a massive advocate for combat sports. I've been in it since a child. I'm 33 now. I've been a coach, I've been a fighter, and I've been a participant.
Okay. And
Am I talking with anyone that's on the phone?
You will be now in 1 second, but let me just talk about kids and boxing and the advantages, as far as you're concerned, of kids being involved in boxing.
Yeah, okay, so I'm just going to give a rebuttal to Angela's previous statements. All right, now I've got some facts here. We also go over these in like coaches meetings and stuff like this as well. Okay, so it's pretty much impossible to diagnose CTE in a child. All right, but here we go anyway. Roughly 75% of youth rugby concussions happen during tackles because a child's brain is still developing and takes longer to heal. The accumulation of these body weight tackle based hits over a child's career sets the stage for adult CTE. Boxing in comparison, where youth emphasize to use head guards, larger gloves, and point scoring rather than knockouts. Longitudinal studies tracking amateur boxers for up to 9 years show virtually no long-term changes in cognitive function. Yeah, Children are not ever, ever taught to hurt each other. It's about precision point scoring. In okay. fact, you will get heavily penalized for reckless technique.
And yes, when you are a child, you are right, okay, in everything that you're saying. But ultimately, we all aim to grow up. We all will become adults. And when you are an adult, the aim of your game then is to hurt your opponent, is to knock your opponent down.
That's two adults. That's two adults in a consensual sport. The topic is about children in sport.
No, but that's what they aspire to. They aspire to, if they're really into it.
In my experience now, having been in the game for about maybe over 20 years, actually definitely over 20 years, probably 25 years, and the vast majority of children will not continue it as an adult. What I can tell you as well is that the majority of children, as long as they're coached responsibly, they very, very rarely will turn to violence in a real life scenario. In fact, they'll often act as the mediators. You see, most of the time it's people who don't know violence at all that are the first to call for it, and the people who actually know violence are the first ones to avoid it.
I can tell you now
that if you venture into a martial arts club or a boxing club that's been coached responsibly, you will see a level of respect and discipline that you would think it's unfathomable completely. The way some of these kids operate and the way their mindset is, it's years ahead of even most adults. Like, we
okay,
have to rely on
let me bring Joseph back in on this. And basically what he is saying is, Joseph, you need to differentiate between kids in boxing and adults in boxing. And for kids, it's a completely different sport, basically.
I don't think that's the case. I mean, if you look at the press conferences...
That is the case, Joseph. By the rules and the actual legalities of the country, that is the case. Like, a child that is fighting recklessly, it's what you call high impact or full contact, will actually be disqualified.
But not every boxing club will be performing.
That is every single boxing club and martial arts club in the country. If a child is performing recklessly, they will be disqualified. That is a fact. It's a legal fact.
Any child that then develops an interest in that sport will at some stage be told, actually, kid, you're pretty good at this. Let's take the helmet off.
Yeah.
And you're comparing...
I'm not finished yet.
You're comparing boxing to other sports and the dangers of it. The objective in a boxing ring, yes, you might dance around, you might go for body shots, but the objective in boxing is for headshots, to get the knockout.
An amateur boxing match is what you call a point scoring system. If you want to be allowed to continue, allow me to continue. If we just set a scenario right now where two 10-year-olds are in the ring and one of them gets knocked out, the person who knocked them out is not the winner.
With your point scoring system,
yes.
How many points do you get for a headshot or a lovely one on the chin?
It's 1 point for a clean shot, body or head.
Headshot.
Yes, and when you're talking the final tally of a full fight, and for children, they're in and out within 8 minutes, 2 minutes of that being rest time, you're probably talking a point tally of 20 or less on average.
And at what point are these children then told, okay, let's do this for real?
This is where you're completely misconstrued on speculation from the looking glass rather than actually being in the world. There is no point where you can turn to a child and say, okay, let's take this for real. Like, there is no professional minor league.
But surely Katie Taylor has been through boxing as a child.
No.
Conor McGregor.
At
a certain point, they're told, right, let's take this protective gear off. Let's do this shit. At what point do you say that to children?
That is speculation from the looking glass. You can't do that. It doesn't happen.
You're not making sense. Surely to God, at some point in a boxing or an MMA octagon, you're doing it for real. You don't have the protective gear. It's no longer about point scoring. It's about getting the knockout, getting the win.
Not as children, not as minors.
So at what age do they get to do what I'm talking about?
What, to knock each other out? 18.
I don't believe that second. Sorry.
Well,
there's videos.
There's you look YouTube at Katie Taylor. This video of the Katie Taylor as a teenager.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out for the listeners as well. You kind of see the emotional balance difference between a combat trained person and a non-combat trained person.
I take your point. Maybe you're right. Maybe they are the mediators when it comes to fight. But like I don't get why parents are sending their kids into this. Oh my God, I couldn't for the life of me send my young fella into to learn how to box. I mean,
let me ask you then, Joseph, the amount of calls, messages, WhatsApps that we're getting in here from people absolutely slamming you, saying you're totally and utterly wrong. What do you say to those people?
People are entitled to their opinion as I'm entitled to mine. It's called opinions matter, is it not? I just think, and I'm sorry, as the previous caller sounds like a nice, rounded guy, a good head on his shoulders, but boxing for me will always be a scumbag sport. And I see, Adrian, go to the three arena. The next time something's on, be it boxing or MMA, have a look around. Just have a look around and see.
What about the sold out Katie Taylor end of career fight in a few weeks in September? Is that going to be full of these people that you're talking about?
Maybe not so much as the MMA stuff. I mean, I get Katie has a place in Irish culture and she's done very well in doing what she does. I don't agree with what she does to get there, but you know. There'll be Hollywood A-listers there, but every celebrity known, every influencer known to man will be trying to get tickets for us. And yes, there will be that element of people that just quite like watching other people lump their heads off each other.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to squeeze in one final call, and that's Lee. You're on Opinions Matter, Lee. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I haven't ever stepped foot into a boxing club, so I don't know the rules and regulations. But in terms of my son and sport, like, they can't behave out of order or do anything whatsoever. It's well controlled. If your child is in a good club, good coaching, they're not allowed to step out of line. And if anything, they're taught, okay, you need to control your temper or your frustration or your anger. It levels kids. But actually, whatever outlet they can have in whatever sport is fantastic for them. And to call any sport a scumbag sport, to be honest, is disrespectful. Because you're slagging off the likes of Katie Taylor, who's done well for herself. You're talking about personalities there. Because you've got two figures. You've got Conor McGregor, who's been in the public media negatively at times. And you've got Katie Taylor. So I think crossing it into personalities and temperaments of people is sort of, you know, blurring it. I think Katie Taylor has done very well, and I think she's responsible in how she advocates the sport. So I honestly don't agree with calling any sport a scumbag sport, because you don't call people scumbags.
Okay, but in fairness, this is opinions matter, and he is entitled.
MMA would be a bit scummy now. Do you not agree?
But put it this way, lads. Like, the kids, like, they're taught routine structure. And when they're children, they can only go so far. They can't behave like they're grown adults. And yes, I understand they will turn it into that. But the sport is so heavily controlled. And if there's a board coach, they won't get out of order.
Okay, do you believe, Lee, that boxing is a good thing for young people?
I think if boxing is what a child wants to do without being pushed into it, and their friends are doing it, they're in a good club, it's controlled, they have good coaches, and they're taught the rules as a child correctly, well then, let them. But okay, they're adamant in wanting to do it.
There you are, Joseph, just let them.
I
heard what you said. Sorry, go on.
They may well abide by those rules in their boxing clubs, with the coaches looking at everything they do. But as soon as they step out of that boxing club, I think the reality is very, very different.
Okay, so you believe then that young people in boxing are training to be street tough, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. That is what it is. I think that's the child's objective. It may even be the parent's objective, but the child wants to be the one that's the best fighter in the class.
You're right. I know what you're going to say. At the end of the day, you, as a parent, you have to decide whether or not something is safe. My daughter turned around about a year ago and said that she saw a video on YouTube, she wanted to do horse riding lessons. Not a hope in hell. Why? She's going, oh, absolutely terrified of her getting up onto a horse.
Why?
Oh, absolutely terrified.
Afraid of what?
Her falling off, and look what happened to Christopher Reeve. No, absolutely not. You make these...
One person?
You make,
Jesus.
No, lots of people have suffered horrific injuries because of
lots of people
falling.
Have suffered horrific injuries playing hurling, have had horrific injuries playing football. You can get horrific injuries no matter what you do.
Horrific injuries...
So because of Superman, you won't let your daughter do horse riding lessons?
I'm just saying not at the moment. I'd be terrified for getting up on a horse. Again, you all make decisions. You made decisions about your kids when they were growing up as well. There's certain things that you don't want your kids to do because you think they're dangerous. Yeah.
Let me bring in one final message from Colm.
I think any father or mother takes the time and the intuition or initiative to bring their young son or the young daughter and bring them to a boxing gym is fucking amazing. My father taught me how to drink and lie and be a racist and be a sexist and be a drunk. Fair play to them. Any sport is good for kids. Any sport.
All right, Colm, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it onto your own social media channels, especially if you're involved in boxing, and let other people hear what people were saying on this episode. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. You'll be notified of our next episode, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.